the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed of a rollicking edition of the Fade 5 podcast. You know what we're about to do. We're hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus. All plus money all the time. Hopefully going to have a smooth ride on this Friday. Got to be a minimum of plus 100 odds or indeed ratchet up and go greater. So, Lundy, show me your huevos.
Smooth ride, baby. Come on. You've lived in Denver before. You know, as we come out of the winter, right now, everything is potholes. Potholes here, potholes there, potholes on my betting spreadsheet. So we will go, hopefully remedy that. Let's get to game two of the Stanley Cup final, and let's do a little SGP. Folks, I gave this to you earlier this week for game one. We are going straight back to the well because these guys just love to pepper the net with shots. I got a four-legger for you here that's an SGP, the payday over at DraftKings, a plus 138. Just involves the easy guys, the guys that shoot the puck. Let's start with Leon Draisaitl. Of course, we'll pack in a little Connor McDavid in that one as well. We'll take Evander Kane, and we'll take the hyphenated one. We will take Ryan Nugent Hopkins. Again, this hit with relative ease in game one. The Edmonton Oilers know that if you are going to try to get to Bob, if you are going to try to get to Bobrovsky, you have got to do it in terms of quantity. You have got to pepper him with shots. And these are the guys that have a tendency to do it. They share the line opportunities together. They share power play opportunities together. So on the man advantage, they get the chance. And you know, sometimes on that power play, you know, bam, bam, you're doing a shot, you're getting the rebound, it's going right back in. So sometimes in one simple possession in the offensive zone, one of these guys can nail this just simply in trying to get that puck to the twine. So again, four-legger SGP in game two tonight of the Stanley Cup final. We will take Connor McJesus. We will take Leon Draisaitl. We will take Evander Kane and Ryan Nugent Hopkins. If each one of those guys gets at least two shots on goal, plus 138 over at DraftKings.
Oh, you know what the magic word is, Lundy? Songs! You have me. Yeah, with songs. I absolutely love that. I don't know any of these real human beings, apparently. And they're playing for major stakes that I haven't watched a single minute of. But follow Lundy! He lost the puck.
You're missing out. Game one was so good. Oh, my goodness, Brad. It was good. I'll have a couple more bets for you with this series and with this game in particular tonight coming up in bonus time.
Oh, that's what we call a tease in the industry, ladies and gentlemen. All right. My little plus bus play. I'm going to take the Cubs, a little bias baked into this, to win this series against the Detroit Tigers. Plus 145 there at DraftKings. I think it's an extraordinary value. Now, look at Detroit. They got the best record in baseball right now. Shockingly so. They are 21-8 at Comerica Park, but the Cubs outstanding 19-12 on the road this season, and they have the second best record there in the big leagues. So very exciting season there on the north side for my boys in a Cubby pinstripes. You look here. Over the last 14 days, Detroit number 5 in WRC plus. The Cubs went number 2 in that category. The Cubs on the road also numero dos in that category this season. Now, the pitching matchup admittedly mostly favors Detroit. Game one going down tonight. Tarik Skubal is going against Ben Brown. Ben Brown's got a 5.88 ERA. Then game two, Jameson Taillon is going against Keider Montero. And Taillon has gotten rocked on the road with a 4.96 ERA. And then the capper on Sunday, you got the rookie there in Horton taking on Jack Flaherty. Horton with a 3.07 road ERA. Somehow, someway, through the power of PCA, who's going to be MVP. That's right, Shohei Ohtani. The Cubs will win 2 out of 3 on the road in Detroit. So plus 145. It is certainly worth an investment in my mind with those bets on the board. Let's get after it with another Freaky Friday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Numero cinco. Let's go with the ladies' first option here in the WNBA. Don't worry. I'm going to have a game two NBA finals pick a little bit later on. There is a reason why there is a certain title attached to this edition of the podcast. But look at Kelsey Plum. I think she is going to hit the over on 5.5 assists on the road against the Dallas Wings at a plus 114 juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Of course, Plum, a member of the Las Vegas Sparks, and she's only done this in 3 of 8 games this season, only averaging 4.8 assists per game. So well south of what is needed here, and that's 6 dimes issued. But look at Dallas. That's a mother of all matchups. They have allowed the most opponent assists per game on the Young W season at 23.1. They had the 3rd worst defensive rating in the WNBA, giving up 1.071 points per possession. And pace of play, Dallas loves to press the pedal to the metal and speed things up. So when you have a high possession game, that can lead to more opportunities for Kelsey Plum to rack up those assists. So hopefully Plum is going to be passing with incredible success. Give me the over 5.5 assists on the road against the Wings, plus 114 at DraftKings. Lundy,
hello. I don't bet the W. You know that. It happened. I enjoy watching it. I just don't happen to bet it. So sure, Brad, you want to roll with a W pick here to get things started on a Freaky Friday? You go right ahead.
Cajones, huevos? No. Have some plums.
Number 4.
Numero cuatro here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's go to the diamond and let's go to the south side. Jerry Reinsdorf kind of sold the team. I mean, read all the particulars. It's neither here nor really there with it. I don't really know. The White Sox fans are kind of happy with that result because I've been saying, sell the team! Sell the team! Sell the team all season long at Wrigley Field. Anyway, I like Seth Lugo, who is visiting the White Sox to get the win. He is a member of the Kansas City Royals. He achieves that feat. It's plus 120 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. This is great value, essential and money line, which is sitting at minus 175 in this matchup. I look at Lugo. He's not been great. He's been okay away from KC. 4.19 road ERA this season. He already faced the White Sox back on May the 6th, went 6 2/3 innings in that game, gave up 7 hits, only 1 earned run and 3 strikeouts, and a no decision. Didn't really get the run support, but stretching back to last year, he has won 2 of his last 3 turns of rotation against the White Sox. And then you look as well, the Kansas City Royals, they've won 10 straight games against Chicago. So hopefully the big bat's going to come out. Jack Caglione, you know, I'm looking at you, buddy. Everybody and the great-grandmother is like Caglione, all the hype in the world. He got Bobby Witt there, Basquitino, Salvador Perez. Hopefully those guys, bats are going to be talking. Kansas City middle pack, number 18 WRC plus the last couple of weeks. Then you look at Chicago at number 28 in that category. So as long as the boomsticks come out, give Lugo the run support he sorely deserves, and he can go at least 5. I think he's going to go probably a minimum of 6 innings. He will record the W at a plus 120 juice there at DraftKings. Lundy. Fade or follow.
Yeah, we got 2 cities that are chanting sell the team, including mine. Which, by the way, Colorado fans, not going to happen. So just, nope. You know, get over yourself. I think this is a really solid play. Good way to be able to play this game when you're trying to find some plus odds. We've talked about this over the last couple of summers. If you're trying to make some baseball bets and you're trying to avoid the money line, or you're looking at something that's juiced way up, look at the starting pitcher. Are you going to get some quality innings out of that person? And can they walk away with the lead? In this case, more than likely going to happen there on the south side. So yeah, give me Lugo for that dub, and I like the plus odds.
Sell the team, but don't you dare sell on Seth Lugo.
Number 3.
Numero tres here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's stay on the diamond and let's go to a guy that's probably going to be batting in the catbird seat at the leadoff position against the Cleveland Guardians, and that is Houston's Jeremy Pena, who has been raking at the dish. Give me the over on 1.5 total bases at an even Steven plus 100 odds there at BetMGM. Pena has done this in 5 of his last 7 games. Here so far in the month of June, he is 8 of 16 at the plate. I'm no mathematician, but that's a 500 batting average. Easy math there. And he is going to be facing a left-handed pitcher there in Logan Allen. And against southpaws this season, he's batting 333 with a 908 OPS. Oh, and it gets better. Against Logan Allen in his career, he's seen him six times. He has wrapped five hits, a double, and a triple among those five hits. So V splits the gap, races around the bases, even stops second base. We're going to cash here, maybe gets a couple of singles, or hey, maybe a triple. I don't care. I think Payton is going to go nuts. I look at Logan Allen this year, 7.71 ERA. In really the last couple of turns of the rotation, he's been miserable. That is where that 7.71 ERA stands. And has given up over a 10% barrel rate. So a lot of hard contact on the season. Put all together, Jeremy Pena over 1.5 total bags in Cleveland. Plus 100 there at BetMGM. Lundy. Later follow.
So I liked this one. I will also tell you, Pena has been one of my favorite guys to include in an HRR parlay. Like if I'm grabbing two guys, maybe three, love grabbing those guys that know how to make the contact, which Pena does. He's having a good season here so far. But also the guys that are in, you know, spots one or two in the batting order. So you get an opportunity, get on base, get hit around. Sometimes by the second or third inning, that HRR has already turned green on your betting slip. So I think this is a smart one to be able to do, play it a little bit differently, get the plus odds because his HRR is usually through the roof and the over 1.5. And there's even been some matchups where I've seen him pop up to 2.5, which is like, you know, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, you know, Altuve kind of game. So you got to find some of these guys that you can get the value on the HRR. Like this with Pena, total bases, smart play here with him.
By the way, have you noticed at DraftKings, you can now parlay HRRs and SGPs and it's delightful.
It is. I've been waiting for that one to be able to come around. Heck, Caesars finally added HRRs, period. So that makes me happy as well. I need as many opportunities to go her as possible.
Oh, I love the hers, and I love making Atlantis bets. You can find them right now at the site that Lundy and I are on, thegamingjuice.com. Go there, you jackals. It's 100% free. No, I don't charge you a single dime. All of our free spreadsheet picks are posted there every single day. Lundy's got a lot of his hockey plays on that spreadsheet, along with his MLB action. I'm all MLB all the time. Even have some NFL futures, because I am a sicko that I have locked and loaded. And if it makes a spreadsheet, yes, folks, it is a real bet that Lundy and I make. You can decide whether you're going to tail or fade those selections. I got all kinds of new content out. I spun the Aaron Rodgers. Oh, yeah, nobody saw that one coming. Going to Pittsburgh news for fantasy football devices, also a sports betting market as well. Tons of additional content. And we're going to be cranking out a ton more here in the next several days leading up to the start of NFL training camps in late July. Minicamp beginning for a lot of teams next week. So go to thegamingjuice.com, you jackals. It's 100% free. Click, converse, and cash. ... Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. And another pick you can find on my always free, always transparent, always accessible spreadsheet at thegamingjuice.com. You might have heard of this guy, Shohei Ohtani. Once again, show me the money. I think he is going to hit the over on 1.5 total bags down in the loo against Sonny Gray and those Cardinals at a minus 110 juice there at BetMGM. Lundy, if you're looking for something to parlay with the HRR, the HER, with Jeremy Pena, I would advise this, and here are the reasons why. Our friends at Odds Checker Plus, Lundy, give Shohei Ohtani an 83% AI probability of this sucker cashing and an EV of 57%. So the definition of plus EV is this particular prop. He has done this in five of his last seven games. He's got a 1,060 OPS on the road this season. He's faced Sonny Gray four times. He only has one hit, but that one hit, yeah, a round tripper. So he has a home run already on the card. So decent amount of success against Gray and some experience against him. Gray has been great at home. Really stretching over the last couple of seasons, 3.23 ERA at Busch Stadium. And he's only got about 39.6% hard hit rate overall this year. But one swing, one crack of the bat for one of the power kings of baseball. And that sucker is going adios, amigo. And we're counting our winnings. Give me the over, numero dos on the countdown. Shohei Ohtani, konnichiwa, on the over 1.5 total bases at St. Louis, a minus 110 juice there at BetMGM. Lundy, pay to follow.
Not a lot of history there with Sonny. Not a lot of positive.
Get a home run.
Yeah, but that's not a lot of positive history, uh-huh. My man. That's not a lot of positive history. Look, I get it. It's Shohei, and the total bases are there. I will say this. This is one of the only times you're going to see this around minus 110. You're normally going to see this in the minus 150 category. This is one
that two and a half.
Yeah, normally you're playing it at 3+ as opposed to 2+. I'll tell you this. I'm not doing it with a whole lot of confidence, but I am going to bet this one, but it's because of the minus 110, just because you don't see Shohei get this kind of number very often.
Oh, Shohei, make me some big money. Don't you fade, Ohtani.
Number one.
Numero uno on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Yes, sirs. Yeah, I got to go with a good sirs. Just a magical comfort behind victory in game one in Oklahoma City. Everybody was glued to it. Social media erupted. And I'm going to back Indiana again. How in the hell is Indiana catch a 10.5? And how in the hell in game two is this at plus 105 at BetMGM? Oh, it's real, folks. And it is indeed spectacular. So, yes, I am going to lay a little cash on Tyrese Halliburton and company to do it again, at least cover the spread. I may sprinkle a little action as well for them to take game two straight up. I look at Odds Checker. They give this a 57% AI probability of making me some cash and money yet again. Indiana's 8-2 ATS in their last 10 postseason games. A team that is, number four overall the NBA postseason in net efficiency. They're number two in offensive efficiency, but only number eight. And defense efficiency, Oklahoma City outpaces them in both of those categories, really all of those categories. And number two in net efficiency are the Thunder. Number four in offense efficiency. Number one in defense efficiency. But again, Indiana was down 94-79 with 9:42 to go. With 2 minutes and 42 seconds left, they had a 3.6% chance. A 3.6% chance. I got better odds of dating Sydney Sweeney than 3.6%. I'm giving myself way too much credit there. But anyway, it's just outlandish what they were able to achieve coming from behind and leaving the whiteout crowd second guessing, like, bro, what just happened? Unbelievable. So give me Indiana to cover once again, +10.5 at plus money. A gift. From the gambling gods. Lundy, numero uno on the countdown. Fade or do you dare follow?
No, I will fade you on this one. And it's just because, look, OKC is a really good team. I know they fell on their face. They gave up that late lead. But at the same time, I'm not opposed to the idea, Brad, of the Pacers on a plus number, but I think I would prefer this as part of an SGP and bump this number up. Just in case OKC, pulls a, hold my beer and watch this moment in game two. So I'm not opposed to the idea of taking the Pacers with the points. I'm enjoying what these guys are doing. It's just fun. They're just a fun team. I've got a really good friend of mine that is a big time Pacers fan, and he's just loving this ride right now that they're on. That's been fun to watch. So I'm not opposed to the idea of taking them, but we know how good this Thunder team is. So to me, I'd rather see this go up to 15.5 or something like that and make it part of an SGP. Put it together with a rebounding prop, put it together with a block shot, an assist total, something like that, instead of by itself. So by itself here at number one, and following the format of said podcast, I fade.
Well, I will say this. If somehow, some way they pulled another rabbit out of the hat, I think we're all going to collectively be saying, holy smits! As in Rick Smith's, yes, dad jokes.
You went way into the Wayback Machine with that one.
Oh, yeah. Hey, big fan of NBA Jam. He was a baller in that game with Reggie Miller. That's all I'm saying. All right, bonus time. Lundy, whether it's in game two of the NBA Finals, whether it's in the next game of the Stanley Cup Finals that are going down here in short order, whether it's on the diamond. I know you're not going to bet on any WNBA, but maybe something else. Dare I say a future in football? Just give me something. What else do you have?
Now, it won't be a future in football. By the way, my choice would be Sean Kemp and Gary Payton in my NBA jam. Yeah. Let's go back to the ice for this evening real quick. A couple of ones that I'll share with you. These odds have not changed. This is the exact same number you could get before game one. Folks, it is plus 200 for this series to go seven games between Florida and Edmonton. A reminder for you non-hockey fans, that's exactly what happened last year in the Stanley Cup final. Florida won it in game seven. I still think this has seven games written all over it, and this is the same line that existed before game one. For it to go seven games is plus 200. Does not matter who wins. I'm still on record as saying I think Edmonton is going to get the job done this time, but I do think that it might take all seven games, and I can't resist a 2-1 payout. So I'm letting you know those odds have not changed for this thing to go the full distance of the Stanley Cup final. For tonight, let's go back to the hyphenated one, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. He's gone back-to-back games now without an assist. That's surprising for him. And if you follow Edmonton or you follow the NHL, you know that because of where he is, he's not always a goal scorer, but he's always around everybody that's happening. And in fact, in the previous four games against Dallas, right? So they took out Dallas in five games. So he didn't have an assist in game five. He didn't have an assist in game one here of the Stanley Cup final. However, in the previous four games against Dallas, nine assists. Okay, so it's coming, folks. This is the law of averages. And right now you can get RNH to get you an assist tonight at plus 120. I will take that all day long. The law of averages is coming back to this guy. He is an assist machine, and he shares the ice so often with Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid, Evander Kane, the same guys I just gave you in the SGP to start the pod. All right, you see how we correlate, we bring all the get everything. It's all a big rat's nest, like my daughter's hair when she was a toddler. So that is where we are going with the game tonight. And again, I still like it to go seven games, and you can still get that at 2-1 odds. Without question, Brad, without question, my number one home run play for tonight. Number one.
Can I guess?
Go for it.
Pete Alonso.
No.
Oh.
But you've got the right game. Give me Brandon Nimmo.
Oh, yeah.
Hard here in Denver this evening. Now, I will tell you this. It has been rain and thunderstorms all week here in Colorado. The Rockies have been on the road. Obviously, we know they pulled off the miracle and somehow swept the Marlins. That's embarrassing. Miami.
In front of five people.
Yeah, that's embarrassing for Miami. Like, I thought my team was bad. I feel bad for people down in America's Wang. But here's why we're going with Brandon Nimmo, Brad. Two stats that I got to be able to give you here that will basically tell the story. Well, three, but they're all tied in together. Antonio Senzatella will be who is on the bump for the Rockies. All right. He's terrible. He's 1-10 this year. His ERA is north of 7. And in his 12 appearances, he has allowed 11 home runs. All right. So a total of 11 home runs. Of those 11 home runs, it likes to happen at Coors. Makes sense, right? Yeah. You've got the altitude. So now let's go over to Brandon Nimmo, who has north of a 360 batting average lifetime against Senzatella. He also has three round trippers against him, north of 1100 there on the slugging percentage. But Nimmo has 10 home runs this year. Here are the two numbers that matter the most. Seven of those have happened on the road. Here he is in Denver. And eight of the 10 have happened against right-handed pitchers.
Woo!
I mean, folks, it's being like the butler just showed up with it on a silver platter, like you're Bruce Wayne. Take it, my friends. Take it. The other guy that I really like in terms of total bases, maybe you decide to go home run as well. Brad, it's Patrick Corbin Day. It's Patrick Corbin Day.
Hey, he's been decent.
Nah. It's Patrick Corbin. he's still Patrick Corbin.
All right. I don't care what the hell you want to say. He's still Patrick Corbin. So my guy that I'm looking at in total bags, maybe for a home run, is Josh Bell. So okay. I'm just going to throw that one out there as well. Three round trippers lifetime against Corbin. Only a 250 overall batting average, but he has faced him 21 times, five walks in there. So technically 16 at bats. But again, of his four hits, three of them have left the yard. And it's Corbin. I mean, come on. I don't know what else to tell you. If you just want to go nuts this weekend, Brad already told you about Alonso. I think you need to be looking at Juan Soto, who's got a lot of history here at Coors Field. So you put all of this together, just start having fun with the Mets, because trust me, the sweep in Miami was an anomaly of all anomalies, okay? This team stinks, y'all. They're just not good. Hunter Goodman, spectacular. Keep yep. watching. If you guys are not paying attention, the catcher for the Rockies, he is the lone bright spot right. on this team. He yep. will be their all-star representative without question. He is having a great season behind the plate and at the plate for Colorado. So he's another guy that you can usually snag for total bags or a hit or things like that, because the Rockies might get waxed, but he's finding a way to get wood on ball consistently. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
By the way, I believe Antonio Zenzatella has also given up like a 400 batting average to left-handed hitters, which Brandon Nimmo is.
It's nuts. He's allowing like 380 here at Coors and then like 4-something on the road. He's getting absolutely abused. I mean, folks, again, his record is 1-10, which part of that is just the Rockies in general, all right? It's not just Zenzatella. But his ERA is like 7.1. Like runs are going to happen. The only question mark is to keep an eye on the weather, because obviously if it's damp, that does offset some of the altitude stuff here at Coors Field. But at the same time, it's the Rockies, y'all. I mean, it's the way I talk about Patrick Corbin Day. Hey, it's Colorado Rockies Day.
Speaking of Colorado Rockies Day, let's go after the Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day. Oh, and what a quinky dink. It's there in the Mile High City. I'm going to slice and dice it a little bit differently. Give me on this SGP, little three-legger, the Mets on the money line. Do you need any reasons why? No, it's the Rockies. They are dead last in WRC+. There's your reason. And the Mets are inside the top 10 in that category last couple of weeks. Leg numero dos and Treso tied to Kodai Senga. And you guys know I love the Senga special, and going with an alt market on K's and then pairing that with something in walks, because he's very consistent in both categories. So I'm going to go with Kodai Senga, five or more K's, and then we're going to confuse the algorithm there and make its mind blow, two or more walks. So when you add the Mets simply on the money line, that shakes out to a nice plus money. I'll tell you the exact number after I give you the reasons why, and I built this at DraftKings. Again, I'm not going to even give a background on the Mets. They're going to win this sucker. But you look at Colorado, they have the highest strikeout rate of any team in the bigs the last 2 weeks, punching out 27.6% of their plate appearances. Kodai Senga, 8.58 K per nine. And he just faced Colorado back on May 31st, had seven strikeouts in the game. So all I need is five to hit that leg of the parlay. Then that last leg, Kodai Senga, two or more free passes. Colorado is dead last in baseball balls percentage over the last couple of weeks, drawing that free pass on 6.5% of their plate appearances. But Senga issued exactly two walks in that last start against the Pebbles on May the 31st. And he has gone over five Ks with two or more walks in six of his last seven starts, a 4.02 walks per nine mark that he has posted on the season. So to put it all together, the Team Huevos Parlay Play in Lundy's backyard, SGP, the Mets on the money line, Kodai Senga, five or more Ks, Kodai Senga, two or more walks, that checks out to a cool plus 128 built at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere, Boot is time, Lundy. I'm going to go with the NFL. I'm actually going to take the over in Aaron Rodgers' passing touchdowns. It's at 23.5 at a minus 110 juice at DraftKings. I think he's going to be in that like 24 to 26 passing touchdowns range. I know he had only a QB 28 rating last season, adjusted completion percentage, but he still throws a pretty damn good deep ball. And he has a top 10 easiest strength of schedule for a fantasy passer. And he has DK Metcalf on roster. I know it's Arthur Smith. That's a conservative offense. Arthur Smith, number 28 last season in pass play percentage call. But I think Aaron Rodgers got a little gas left in the tank at 41 years old. Again, 24 to 26 touchdowns through the air, entirely doable. I know you're fading me.
Yes, I'm fading you. Yes, I'm fading you. I don't think he gets to that number. I'm anti-Aaron.
I am too. Listen, I don't think Elon Musk
but I'm
is
also
drafting Aaron Rodgers or Mason yeah. Rudolph anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, look, I get it. I know you like to have some fun with these futures. And here's what I will tell you, folks. Even if you're not somebody that wants to play around with the betting markets with some of these, they are worthwhile as you start to think about your fantasy team, especially if you're in keeper leagues, things like that. You know, a couple weeks ago, Brad and I gave you the Ashton Gentry total touchdown mark for the season that you could bet on. We did that one right after the draft. That's one that I told you, by the way, is worth laddering, which is what I did.
Yep.
And so I actually did bet that future because I did think it was a good opportunity, and I think Gentry can do it. So look, I'm anti Aaron. I don't really want to bet on the guy. I've been screwed over by him so many times in fantasy football that I just can't take that shit anymore. So that's part of the reason why, you know, I don't like to tie up my money, but you're starting to crack the pavement, Brad, because I did make a couple of futures bets in the NFL, and I actually did a Major League Baseball futures bet that I gave on this pod quite a while back that so far is looking pretty good. So, you know, you're starting to break me down, brother. You're starting to break me down.
Chip, 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 chip it away, and welcome to the party, my friend. All right, let's get some more little shindig bets on the board, and hopefully these are going to cash in Major League Baseball, and it's instant payout gratification, possibly, or instant sulking due to the loss. Spencer Schwellenbach, I'm going to take the over 18.5 outs on the road against the Giants at a plus 105 juice. Ooh. He has done this in four straight starts. Decent ERA in his last six, 3.41. The road ERA, a tad bit higher at 4.94, but there is value here because he doesn't really accumulate a ton of pitches in games. Very efficient. Look at his 8.56 K per nine. That's not like 10 plus. So he's not racking up a ton of strikeouts and definitely not issuing a whole lot of walks. 1.45 base on balls per nine in San Francisco over the last couple of weeks. They are number 26. That is it. The fourth worst in the bigs in WRC plus. So I think Schwellenbach goes at least 6 1/3 innings tonight there in the Bay Area. So I like that over 18.5 outs at plus 105. And last and certainly not least, I'm going to go with the same game parlay. Give me the Yankees on the money line and give me not Aaron Judge, but a belly bomb. Cody Bellinger, all I need is a hit. If he wants to hit a home run, that's cool. I'm down with it. So Bellinger hit, Yankees win, and the age-old rivalry against the Boston Red Sox being played there at Yankee Stadium. That is at plus 105. Bellinger's got a hit in four of his last five games. I've seen just like grapefruit, beach ball-sized pitches batting behind Aaron Judge. He's hitting .284 at home this season. He's 1-for-2 lifetime against Bueller. Walker Bueller is going to be on the bump for the Bo Sox, and that one hit was a home run. Bueller, 6.00 road ERA. That's not great this season. And he's also given up a .303 batting average to left-handed hitters. So once again, same game parlay, Yankees money line, Bellinger to get a hit, plus 105 there at BetMGM. All
one
right.
More. One
yeah,
more.
Go ahead.
Just because I knew the number was there, I was looking it up while you were talking earlier about Aaron Rodgers. I was telling you Juan Soto's history at Coors Field. He is plus 100 to have an RBI. In 21 career games at Coors Field, he has 20 RBI.
Wow.
I mean, it's right there, folks. So he's somebody, and if it doesn't hit today, I would turn around and double down on it tomorrow. Okay. This is one, it will happen at some point here in the series. It could very easily happen tonight, but I wanted to make sure I got the numbers right, 'cause I told you that he had the history, obviously with his time in the NL West. So again, 21 games he's played at Coors Field, 20 of them he has a ribby. Take it at plus odds tonight.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent call, and I just wrote that sucker down here on my cheat sheet.
It'll happen this weekend. He's also got 8 bombs at Coors Field over the course of those 21 games. So chances are, again, play the numbers game, folks. Do the stupid math. 8 home runs in 21 games, 1 out of 3. It's a 3-game series. Chances are he's going to go yard at some point this weekend.
Yeah, keep rolling that Soto RBI and solve the Sudoku puzzle. Yep. Love it. All right, we are out of time, and I'm out of breath. So we got an exit stage left. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly, of this fine podcast. Also, fade or follow us on the X. Lundy, always giving it to you there. At Nate Lundy, I'm doing the same. At Noisy Huevos, go to thegamingjuice.com and sign up for a free account. Again, I don't charge you a single penny, and all of our picks are living there. If you missed any of the action we just gave out, that's it. As always, feed or follow. That is up to you. Indiana, make Lundy look dumb. Peace.